Let me just ask you a quick question. Are you good at making decisions? Are you good at making decisions? Do you find it easy to decide, or is it quite difficult, actually? Do you have to think lots and you're not sure whether to do this or that, or to choose this or to choose that? Well, at Christmas, there's lots of decisions that we might have to make. What kind of decisions do you think you might have to make at Christmas? Perhaps you need to decide what present you're going to buy for your mum or for your dad, or maybe for your brother or your sister. Maybe you've got to decide how you're going to decorate your Christmas tree. Some people are very particular about that. Some people like multicoloured trees, a bit like that one there. Or maybe it's got to be themed. Maybe it needs to be all red or all gold. And you have to decide how you're going to decorate your Christmas tree. Maybe for you children, maybe you have to decide because your Christmas present list is a little bit too long. And Mum and Dad have said, no, you've got to choose one or two presents. You can't have every present on your... Yeah, but maybe you have to decide. Maybe for adults, you have to decide whether you're going to invite the in-laws round for Christmas or not. Christmas is a time which is full of decisions, but the most important decision that we have to make at Christmas time is actually a decision which lies at the very heart of the Christmas story. We've seen and heard this morning of the unfolding events of Christmas, as beautifully acted out by our children and described in the Bible. And at the very heart of the story is, well, Jesus, but Mary and Joseph, this young couple. Mary probably would have been maybe 14, a young teenager, so quite a young girl, who has this angel, which just means a messenger of God, appear to her, as we saw. And this messenger just tells her that she's going to have the Son of God. What amazing, incredible news to receive, and when you're only 14 as well. No doubt she was a little bit scared and a little bit anxious, as well as being amazed. She was probably nervous as to how people might respond and react to that news. Some people would never believe Mary's version of events. And how did people react? Well, immediately, how did Joseph react? He doubted that news to start with. He didn't believe the news that he was hearing. And he planned on divorcing Mary quietly. But the angel, as we saw, amazingly acted out by Florin there asleep on his bed, having his dream. The angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and reassured Joseph that what Mary had said was true, that she was indeed carrying the Son of God. That's amazing, don't you think, that Mary and Joseph, this young couple, believed and trusted in the good news that they were being told. Amazing trust and amazing belief. Now, you might be here this morning thinking, why does this all matter? Why does it matter, this event that took place at the very first Christmas? Why does it matter today to us in 2019? Well, the world, as I'm sure you will agree, is a broken place. Each one of us is broken. Each one of us does and thinks and says things which hurt others and which hurts ourselves and which hurts God. This is what the Bible calls sin. But at Christmas time, and Christmas is a time of good news, God sends the ultimate rescuer. He steps down himself and comes to the rescue to bring us, men and women, boys and girls, back to God. And the Bible has promised that all along. That has been the whole storyline of the Bible, that God will come and God will rescue us to bring us back to him. And at Christmas, that's what we see. That's what we celebrate, the good news that God stepped down and came to reach out to us. Christmas is a time of good news. God to our rescue. As we heard, Jesus means God saves, and Emmanuel, meaning God with us. What amazing news we celebrate at Christmas, and how amazing the people that we hear about in the Christmas story, Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men, they trusted and they believed the good news. And Christmas is a time of challenge or a time of decision for us, because we're not just onlookers on this story. But we're invited right into this story. We need to be like the shepherds, like the wise men, and make a decision. Are we going to trust and believe this good news that God announces at Christmas time or not? And if we are, how do we do that? Well, three simple things. We just say sorry, thank you, and please. We say sorry, God, that we've ignored your way and gone our own way. We say thank you for sending Jesus at Christmas time, that he might die for us later when he became a man to bring us back to God. And we say, please help us to live for you every day. Christmas is a time of great news. Hope you have a great Christmas. And I hope you know the amazing gift of Jesus, our Saviour, this Christmas time. Let me say a short prayer. Lord God, we want to thank you for our time together this morning. And we want to thank you most of all for the amazing gift at Christmas of Jesus. Thank you that Jesus means God saves. And Lord, that you have reached out to us that we might know you and follow you. Lord, I pray for each person here. They may have a great Christmas, but they may know the amazing gift of the Lord Jesus. We give you thanks in your name. Amen.